RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
With your defensive tackles in that game yesterday, the impact that they made on some of those run blitzes, how does that group's athleticism, lateral agility help them execute what you were asking of them? Because they were extremely effective, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the bigger and more athletic, more powerful, the stronger, the better off we're going to be. So, you know, front office does a good job, Brandon and his crew, identifying those type of guys that are able to, you know, to move and, you know, not just be able to anchor, but also be able to move.
What did you see from TJ Sanders? Led that group in snaps and, you know, being back in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's a rookie. There's things he does really good and there's some things we got to improve on. And, you know, we just want to continue to see growth through this last week and leading us into the playoffs.
I was watching you walk out of the locker room after the game yesterday, and this is just an observation, so maybe it was off, but it felt like I sensed a bit of vindication a little bit. Like, I mean, it seems like your defense has been a little bit under fire this season, and to come out and have that performance against the defending Super Bowl champions, did it feel like that at all? And also, like, what has this season been like for you?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you saying my body language was saying vindication?
Body language, facial expression. It just, I don't know. Maybe you were just tired and wanted to get back to your office. I don't know. It's just an
Yeah, option. Yeah. No, I'm definitely tired. We're late in the season here. No, I mean, I was not happy. We lost. And there were certain things we could have done to help us win that game. Josh Allen, Joe Brady, our offense, all the guys that are involved over there, they've done plenty for us over the years, and we need to do more. And you know, was it a more complete performance by our guys? Yes. You know, I'd argue we didn't take the ball away. That's a problem. We had the opportunity for a score on defense, and we didn't do that. You know, so I mean, we want to continue to see the growth and the consistency, and then you know, there's still meat on the bone that we need to take care of. So yeah, I don't know if I was vindicated. I was more upset about losing.
No, I appreciate that. Respect it. Did it feel like this kind of performance 2 weeks before the playoffs start is something that can galvanize your group? Because you now have that kind of performance under your belt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the performance we're looking for all the time. Certainly finding that rhythm that we talk about is good. And, you know, what we did last week has nothing to do with what we have moving forward. Now, can you take parts of what you just did and hold on to them and then take other parts and make sure we get these certain things corrected? Absolutely. But like this has nothing to do with what we're going to do moving forward. What it does do is it provides us with some things where, hey, look, this is why we're getting the result we got, you know?
Yep. And one final one. I know you're down, guys, but where did Andre Jones come from? Because it feels like he kind of came from out of nowhere, and he's provided some really important snaps for you guys.
Yeah. So we obviously got him off the practice squad, or got him onto the practice squad early this year, beginning of the season. And then, you know, he continues to work. You see what he's doing on the practice squad, and it just kind of piques your interest that, like, hey, you know, this guy's got some juice. He's got some energy, some relentlessness, and, you know, let's give him a shot, you know. And he certainly has had, you know, an opportunity and has done some things to take advantage of that.
Hey, Bobby, I know it's early in the week, but one final regular season game in Highmark Stadium coming up before it's closed. When it comes to that final game, what are you going to do to savor it? And do you have any favorite games in that stadium?
I don't know. It's kind of funny you brought that up. I didn't even think about it. Spent a lot of time in that stadium, a lot of games. Favorite game. Baltimore last year was fun. You know, coming off what the regular season game was and then what we did, you know, getting the win in the playoffs. 2017 snow game. Shady McCoy wins it in overtime. That's a good one. I've never seen snow like that at a football game. And then let's see if there's any more. I'm sure that we've had a lot of them. You know, we've had a lot of good wins, a lot of good memories in that stadium.
Hey, Bobby, we already heard from Sean that TB will be out this week with that calf injury. I know Shaq has played plenty for you guys already, but just what does he bring to this defense when he's in it and, you know, going into a game knowing that he'll be starting?
Shaq?
Yeah, or I know you guys are still determining starters. I shouldn't say that, actually, Just kind of what does Shaq bring to this team?
No, I've said it multiple times. Shaq's great. You know, he's built of the right stuff, and he's a great dude, and he's a dang good football player, you know, and that's really what it comes down to. Wants to be really good for his teammates. Everything's about the team with Shaq.
And then just, you guys have navigated so many injuries on the defensive side this year. Just what has stood out to you the most about the way the team has handled all that and having guys step up and step in and how it affects coaching, everything? Just what stands out the most?
I would say the resiliency. I mean, I think it's been brought up a lot that, you know, the way we play in the second half, you know, I think that just kind of defines, you know, our guys perform with their backs against the wall. And, you know, like you said, there's been some movement as far as who's been in the game or who's played for us. And, you know, guys haven't flinched. We've gone in and, you know, and a lot of times have made plays to help us, give us a chance to win.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.